There's a growing group of people in Australia who claim to be suffering from chronic Lyme disease, even though there's no Lyme disease in Australia. Even so, there's a small group of GPs who put these people on a prolonged course of sometimes quite toxic antibiotics. Well, a study from the Netherlands, where Lyme disease does indeed exist, has found that for people with chronic symptoms they attribute to the infection, longer-term antibiotics make no added difference. On the line from Nijmegen in Holland is Professor Bart-Jan Kullberg of the Radboud Centre for Infectious Diseases at Radboud University Medical Centre. Welcome to the Health Report.
Hello, thanks very much.
Just describe the people that you studied. What was wrong with them? What were they complaining of?
Well, maybe it's good to start saying that after acute Lyme disease, a short course of antibiotics does cure about 80 to 90% of patients. And then we have a few patients who go into proven chronic Lyme disease, for instance, chronic Lyme arthritis, which may be very difficult to treat with prolonged antibiotics. And then about 10% of patients report chronic symptoms after having been treated for their acute Lyme disease, and they present mainly with joint pain, muscle pain, fatigue, neurologic complaints, cognitive disturbances such as concentration difficulties. And this is the population that we're talking about.
So you're not, are you talking, there's a complication of Lyme disease called neurological or neuroborreliosis, borrelia being the bug that causes Lyme disease. Are you talking about that or a much more non-specific set of symptoms that you can't really pin down to that cause?
No, this is a separate population of presenting with non-specific symptoms, and they should really be separated from the ones with neuroborreliosis, which in fact is a meningitis with palsy, or the ones with a, for instance, a chronic arthritis or a chronic skin infection caused by Lyme disease. And these are not too difficult to diagnose, and these patients really need to be treated with a prolonged course or repeated courses of antibiotics. But then there are many patients, about 10% of the total, who go on after their acute Lyme disease having non-specific symptoms such as pain and fatigue and cognitive disturbances. And the debate has been going on for a long time whether this is a non-specific effect or a residual damage of the infection that has been cured, or whether this is a sign of a prolonged hidden infection by the bacterium.
And this set of symptoms is exactly what the group of people with what they say is chronic Lyme disease suffer from in Australia, yet they have not been infected with Lyme disease. So it could be another cause altogether other than Lyme disease.
That's right, and that's why we tend not to call it chronic Lyme disease, but rather persistent symptoms attributed to Lyme disease, which leaves all the options open. And this discussion has been going on. There have been smaller trials of prolonged antibiotic treatment for these patients, and those trials did not show any convincing beneficial effects of prolonged treatment. But nevertheless, this discussion has been going on.
So
that's why we performed a very large and rigid trial to try to provide an answer.
So you did a 12-week study where you started them on intravenous. Everybody got intravenous antibiotics for a short course, 2 weeks, and then you randomized them to either placebo or two different forms of antibiotic therapy for 12 weeks. What did you find?
Well, so this was really a comparison because standardized short course of treatment for which we used intravenous triaxin for 2 weeks, and then patients went on with either placebo or one of two regimens that had been described in the medical literature for patients with persistent symptoms. And basically what we find, first of all, was that all these patients were really ill. They had very low scores on any quality of health scale, but after the trial, and we retested them after 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year, there was no difference between the treatment arms. So all patients did improve a little bit, but there was no difference at all between the patients who had received long-term placebo after their initial IV antibiotics and those who went on with prolonged courses of oral antibiotics.
And these were people who were quite seriously affected in terms of the quality of life. It wasn't trivial.
Yes, absolutely. So these patients scored very low on any quality of life scale, which is comparable with patients with other diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or cancer. So patients were really ill, but prolonged antibiotics for 3 months did not improve their symptoms other than the placebo.
We're almost out of time, but very quickly, is there any point in giving the first dose of antibiotics, that 2-week intravenous course?
Well, we just wanted to. All these patients had had previous courses of antibiotics, and we wanted to just synchronize the patients.
I understand that, but do you think in the future you need to give the antibiotics at all?
Well, patients with Lyme disease have to have their
initial course of antibiotics. No, but the patients with these symptoms.
Right, but that was not the purpose of the study, but I suppose that there was no additional benefits of the short course of antibiotics. So basically, the conclusion should be that prolonged antibiotics for these kind of symptoms will not be helpful.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Bart-Jan Kullberg is at the Radboud Centre for Infectious Diseases at Radboud University Medical Centre in the Netherlands. I'm Norman Swan. This has been the Health Report, and I hope you can find the time to join me next week.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.